It's time for StoryCorps, and today we hear a voice that was lost this week. One of the students killed in the shooting in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, had come into a StoryCorps booth last spring to talk with someone she cared for deeply.
My name is Yosur Abu Salha. I am 20 years old, and today I will be interviewing my former teacher and principal.
That teacher is Musarat Jabin, who taught Yosur Abu Salha in third grade. Sister Jabin, as Yosur calls her, knew all of the victims, Yosur, her husband, Dia Barakat, and her sister Razan, since they were kids.
Their teacher first came to StoryCorps in May with Yosur. You're going to hear some of that conversation entwined with some new thoughts from Sister Jabin, recorded just yesterday.
She was the first one to come to my mind. She was one student I would like everybody to know about.
Growing up in America has been such a blessing, and although in some ways I do stand out, such
yes.
as, you know, the hijab,
yes.
the head covering, there are still so many ways that I feel so embedded in the fabric that is our culture, and here we're all one.
I remember Yosur as a little girl when she was in third grade. She had this sense of giving that really makes her different from other children.
I still remember in third grade when we asked for something, you used to say, don't put your hand like this. You would have your hand facing downwards as if you're taking something from someone.
Oh my God, you
yeah.
still remember?
And then you'd flip your hand over and you'd open your hand upward as, you know, a giving gesture. You know, be giving, open, compassionate.
Dia, Yosur, and Razan, these kids, their face was so radiant. They would just bring light to the room. And they treat me like their mother.
I see you nowadays, and you're always asking, how are you? You know, where are you now in life? And now I'm at NC State University.
And got married to one of my other students.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
I was so happy, you know, when I saw you guys together. And you will be together for the rest of your life, inshallah. I just remember Dia when he was growing up. He was getting taller. And because I'm a short person, he would stand behind me and put his hand over my head. And I just told him, Dia, you can never outgrow my heart.
Before our time is up, Sister Jabin, I'd just like to thank you. It's been an honor.
No, I want to thank you, Yosur. And the honor is mine. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I would like people to know and remember her as a practicing Muslim, as a daughter, and above all, as a good human being. You know, when we write our comments on report cards, we say they exceeded our expectations. She exceeded our expectations.
That's Musarat Jabin, teacher and principal at Al Iman School in Raleigh, North Carolina, where all three victims in Tuesday's shooting had been students.
She first came to StoryCorps in May with Yosur Abu Salha. Those interviews were recorded in partnership with WUNC, and they will be archived at the Library of Congress.